Flooding during this year's hurricane season might have been a preview of what's coming. Scientists say climate change is making sea levels rise faster and coastal areas flood more. But still, the building boom continues in South Florida. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
In Miami, the end of the year brings cooler weather, a break in the humidity, and busloads of investors looking to get in on Miami's still hot condo market.
Right-hand side, we have the Bond at Brickell. Left-hand side, we have...
Peter Zalewski is a real estate consultant with Crane Spotters. He's leading a tour of 20 potential buyers, some local real estate professionals, others from Latin America. The bus tools past blue-glassed luxury high-rises and work sites where cranes tower over partially completed buildings.
Generally speaking, you're going to have about 6,000 units right here on this street.
Zalewski talks to the potential investors about maintenance fees, property taxes, and market conditions. One thing he doesn't mention, and which no one asks about, is sea level rise and the potential in Miami for increased flooding. A model used by local governments in Florida estimates the sea may rise by as much as 2 feet here by 2060. But Zalewski says most investors aren't thinking about what Miami might look like 40 years from now.
They're not going to be here full time, and chances are they're not going to be in here long term. Basically, they're looking to invest their money, look for a little bit of an uptick in pricing, and then dump it, take the profit, and move on to the next play.
For people who do live in this low-lying coastal area, sea level rise is hard to ignore. Many have seen their insurance rates spike in recent years as FEMA has redrawn coastal flood maps. Some neighborhoods in South Florida now see regular street flooding whenever high tides coincide with a new or full moon, so-called king tides. And then there are unpredictable events, like Hurricane Irma.
Man, look at the wind whipping. I mean, you've got white caps on Brickell. I mean, I don't know what more to say than that.
During Irma, Miami TV station WSVN showed images of waist-deep water in Miami's Brickell Financial District, the neighborhood at the heart of the city's condo boom.
What was most impressive about Brickell was how quickly it drained and people were back in business.
Jane Gilbert is Miami's chief resilience officer. Because of the city's strong building codes and elevation requirements, when the storm surge subsided, she says there was relatively little damage.
2 days later, I was walking down Brickell and I could have just hung out on the street in a table at a cafe and enjoyed my cafecito.
Although the seas are rising at an increasing rate, Gilbert says it's still a relatively slow rate, giving everyone time to prepare. But she has heard friends begin to discuss the elevation of where they live and sea level rise as they make long-term plans.
So it's absolutely part of the conversation in the long run. But right now, people aren't running. There's no rush. People can look at their elevation and make their own plans over the course of the next 30, 40 years.
Like other local governments, the city of Miami is taking steps to protect neighborhoods from what have become all too regular flooding events. Tomas Regalado just completed 2 terms as Miami mayor. One of his last acts was to gain approval for a referendum that dedicates $200 million in city spending for flood prevention and preparing for sea level rise.
We need to have more pumps. We need to have a better seawall structure. What we saw with Irma could happen again. And if it does, the damage could be in the millions.
Across the bay in Miami Beach, officials also are spending hundreds of millions of dollars to raise roadways and install pumps to better handle stormwater. Some developers are now following the city's lead.
You see all these dump trucks coming out. We're injecting grout, concrete, into the ground.
Michael Stern with JDS Development is building a 15-story condo tower on Miami Beach. He's planning not only for sea level rise, but also for rising groundwater. That's a big problem because South Florida sits over porous limestone. Stern's crews are creating a watertight basement and parking garage that he thinks will set a new standard for resiliency.
We are injecting basically what's called deep soil mix piles of concrete that interlock with each other and form a continuous concrete bathtub. So no water can come through that porous limestone base up into our basement.
Stern and many others here in South Florida say they believe in the power of innovation. As the seas rise, they're confident people will do what's needed to stay in the places they love. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.